too. And we may have some questions for from last week. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, I have this verse with me. Okay, so please say the first part first. Rather pray and I don't say. Yes? Because I do need to give the announcement about starting the class.
Yeah, go ahead and announce the class, and then I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll read text 32, and we also have to find out if there's any questions from last week. That way I know how much time to speak.
Okay. Okay. Rather Priya Maharaji, could I ask you about the last week, how many questions have you asked? Then I need to look at
it, because 我上周的时候是从徐达的曼德吉服务的，然后我们几个人一起服务的。上周的问题好像都你先查一下吧，然后呢，我们先从先开始吧，好吗？好吧。Rather
Priya Maharaji, she need to check how many questions she that they have left, because last week there were many hosts to host the lecture. But anyway, she needs to check it. But before that, we just can start as
okay. Okay, yeah. So go ahead and announce the class, and I'll say good morning, and then I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
Yeah. Vaikuntha 之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年7月11日，星期六。我们今天呢，又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Satyadeva 帕布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典布扎瓦坛的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国所有的奉献者，大家。Hare Krishna.
Happy Saturday to you.
大家周六快乐。
And today I'm broadcasting from my home in Pacifica, California.
我今天呢是在太平洋上的加州，我自己的家中为大家讲述这节课程。
So we we'll have our class today, but first I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
那我们来讲述今天的课程，但在讲述课程之前呢，我先来唱诵 Jaya Radha Madhava.
And then we'll continue our reading of Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 32.
然后呢，我们今天要阅读的诗节呢是《圣典波迦瓦坛》第六篇第三章的第32诗节。
And also, if there are any questions from this week or from last week, we'll answer those.
之后呢，我们会回答上一周也许会留下的问题，以及今天这节讲课上大家会提出的问题。
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balava Girivana Dari Rupi Janna Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janna Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janna Rajana Yamunati Ravana Chari Yamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Janna Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitya Gaur Premananda Hari Anubho. Special thanks today for Donna Kaylee Dasi filling in for Narayani, who's a little bit ill.
It's my honor. 顾说呢,
yeah.
特别地感谢一下今天的这个翻译, 因为他, 代替了临时生病的那样的马特姐。
Yes, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. It's been a long time.
因为我也很长时间没有服务马拉治了, 所以呢马拉治说呢, 他也挺开心, 能够有这个机会能够一起服务。
So the title of this chapter is Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers.
所以今天呢, 我们要读的这个章节, 它的, 题目是阎罗王吩咐他的使者。
Yeah, and so we're coming to the end of this chapter, and also we're coming to the end of the story of Vajramila.
所以我们现在已经读到了这个章节的尾声了, 其实我们也读到了阿加缪的生平故事的尾声。
Yeah, so for the most part in this chapter, Yamaraj is directly talking to his messengers, the Yamadutas.
在这个章节里面呢，大部分的部分都是 Yamaraj 王阎罗王在向他的使者 Yamaduta 在讲话。
And he's explained very nicely the glories and the unlimited power of the holy name of the Lord.
他呢在解释着主的圣名的无限的荣耀。
And also he's explained the transcendental position of the devotees of the Lord, even one who chants the name of the Lord once unconsciously.
他也是在解释着主的奉献者的超然的地位，即便是这人呢，他只是在没有意识的念诵了主的圣名一生。
And now in these last verses, Sukadev Goswami is speaking directly to Maharaj Parikshit.
但是在这最后的这几个世界里呢，是 Sukadeva Goswami 在向 Parikshita 王讲述。
And he's trying to impress Parikshit Maharaj, and well, he's stressing to him, please remember these instructions by Maharaj because they're so important.
他呢就在向Parikshita王强调，请你一定要记住阎罗王的这些教诲，因为这些教诲呢是非常的重要的。
And Sukadeva Goswami, he says, I want everyone to hear this story, and I want everyone to take these instructions very seriously.
然后苏格德伯格斯巴米说呢，我希望所有的人都能够听到这个故事，并且所有的人呢都能够很认真地对待这些训谕。And
so he tells Parikshit Maharaj, he says, please take it seriously so that other people will also take it seriously.
所以呢，他就对帕格西特王说呢，请你一定要很认真地对待这些教导，这样的话呢，才能够使其他的人很认真地对待这些教导。Yeah,
because the holy name of the Lord uproots even the worst sinful reactions.
因为圣名呢，它可以连根拔起，最糟糕的、最坏的、罪恶的反应。
And not only that, the chanting of the holy name is the of the greatest benefit to everyone in the whole universe.
不仅如此，圣名的念诵呢，是对整个宇宙的所有的生物体的最棒的注意，最棒的利益。
So that's where we are in the story now.
所以呢，这是我们现在所讲述的这个故事的地方。
And we only have, really, let's see, we have four verses left in this chapter.
那在这一章里面呢，我们就剩四个世界了。
So I will read the Sanskrit for text 32, then we'll do the word-for-word translation and purport.
我呢，先来读一下这第三十二世界的梵文，然后呢，我们一起来读字对字译文和要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shrinvatam Vrinatam Viryan Udamani Hare Muhu Yata Sujataya Bhaktya Sujyan Natma Vratadibi Shrinvatam
Shrinvatam
Of those hearing.
那些聆听的
Grinatam
Grinatam
of enchanting
以及吟诵吟唱
Viryani
Viryani
the wonderful activities
神奇的活动
Udamani
Udamani
able to counteract sin
能够去除恶报
Hare,
Hare,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
至尊人格守神的
Muhu,
Muhu,
always.
总是
Yata,
Yata,
as.
正如
Sujataya,
Sujataya,
easily brought forth.
经已达到
Bhaktya.
Bhaktya
by devotional service
靠奉爱服务
Sudyate
Sudyate
may be purified
可能被净化
Na
Na
Not
不
Atma
Atma
the heart and soul
心和灵魂
Rata Adibhi
Vrata Adivi
by performing ritualistic ceremonies.
靠举行宗教仪式
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供
One who constantly hears and chants the holy name of the Lord and hears and chants about His activities.Can very easily attain the platform of pure devotional service, which can cleanse the dirt from one's heart. One cannot achieve such perfection, such purification, merely by observing vows and performing ritualistic ceremonies.
译文一直不断地聆听和吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名以及他的活动的人。能十分轻松地达到做纯粹奉爱服务的层面。纯粹的奉爱服务能够清除人心中的尘埃。仅仅靠遵守誓言和举行伟大仪式的典礼是无法达到这样的完美境界的。
Okay, I think I'll just have you translate the purport and I'll read along silently.
Okay.要旨由薛拉法法提供。 人可以很容易地练习吟诵吟唱并聆听至尊主的圣名，从而对灵性生活感到着迷。莲花往事书 Padma Purana 说，人哪怕冒犯地吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 这个伟大的曼陀罗，都能够靠一直不断地专注地吟诵吟唱而变得不再冒犯。习惯性这种练习的人将始终保持纯粹超然的状态，不受恶报的触碰。苏克迪瓦·戈斯巴米特别是要求了帕尔克西特王要十分小心地注意这一事实，但举行伟大仪式性典礼却没有利益可言。靠这么做，人也许可以去高等星宿，但正如《跋扎梵歌》第九章的第21世界中所说的，当人在天堂星球享乐因为前程活动的结果有限而结束时，人就必须要返回到这地球。因此为在宇宙中上上下下旅行而努力根本是没有用的，最好是吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，以便可以彻底的净化，有资格回归家园，回到守身的身边，那是人生的目的，也是人生的完美。Hare Krishna
Maharaj. Wow, you translated that as fast as I could read it.
I just read. Just read the Chinese.
All right. Om Aganata Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschata Deshatane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Viradhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Dharuvyascha Kripa Sinyubhevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.
So Sukadeva Goswami is speaking this verse to Brihat Maharaj.
So in Sukadeva Goswami,
and he's saying that those, even if you're chanting offensively, if you continually chant the holy name of the Lord, you can very, very easily attain pure devotional service.
他说呢，就即便是在冒犯的情况下念诵，但是如果要是继续的念诵主的圣名，那也会很容易的达到纯粹的关爱服务的境界。
And this constant chanting of the holy name will cleanse the dirt from one's heart.
而且这种恒常不断的念诵主的圣名，它就能够清理人内心中的尘埃。
And one cannot achieve such purification of heart or purification of consciousness by just observing Vedic rituals and vows.
但是一个人他仅仅是去遵循伟达经的仪式以及信守伟达经的誓言的话呢，他是没有办法达到这样的境界的。
So he's pointing out two things.
所以他在这里呢是点出了两件事情。
That chanting the holy name is a primary way of attaining pure devotional service.
要达到纯粹的奉爱服务，念诵圣名是最主要的方法。
In fact, Lord Chaitanya says that of the nine processes of devotional service, just by chanting the holy name, one can attain all the different processes of devotional service.
事实上，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，我们这个奉爱服务的九项服务中，只是通过念诵主的圣名就可以达到其他的那些奉爱服务的程序。
So Lord Chaitanya, his teaching is to that everyone should surrender to Krishna and purely serve him.
所以主持人的宝妈部教导我们说呢，每一个人都应该是纯粹的去念诵主的圣名，并且呢去服务他。
And the main way to attain such pure devotional service to Krishna is through chanting His holy name.
那达到对主Krishna的纯粹的奉爱服务的最主要的方式之一呢，就是念诵主的圣名。
Now the second point that Sukadeva Goswami makes in this verse.
在这个世界里面，Sukadeva Goswami他所点的第二件事情的要点是。
Is that chanting the holy name is the most effective way to purify the consciousness and attain self-realization.
念诵圣名呢，是最有效的净化我们的意识，并且呢，达到自我觉悟的方式。
I mean, this is what purification means.
而这个呢，也是纯粹净化，也这也是净化的深意所在。
Yeah, so there are, five progressive causes of suffering or contamination.
那有五种使我们变得痛苦以及让我们变得被污染的循序渐进的方式。
Ignorance.
愚昧。
So when the jiva soul is covered by ignorance, he doesn't know who he is or his relationship with the Lord.
当jiva灵魂他处在愚昧的时候呢，他是没有办法了解自己是谁，以及他和主的关系的。So
this is our major contamination.
所以这是我们最主要的污染。So
to become purified means that you come out of ignorance.
所以被净化的意思也就是说走出了愚昧。
Okay, so from this first contamination of ignorance arises four other contaminations.
那就是从愚昧的这样的污染中呢，就产生了其他的四项污染。
So the first contamination is a vidya or ignorance of the self and one's relationship with the Lord.
那第一个愚昧呢，就是 vidya， 也就是不了解自己是谁，也不知道自己和主之间的关系是什么。
So from this ignorance arises asmita, which means false ego.
那从这个vidya呢，就产生了 asmita， 它意思呢是假我。
So it means to think that I am this mind and body, this separate identity from the Lord.
也就是说呢，觉得我是这具躯体，我是这个心意，但我是和主相分离而存在的。So
it's a limited false.
所以呢，这是一个受到限制的，假的身份的认同。Right,
thinking I'm man or woman.
比如说，觉得我是一个男人或者是一个女人。
And that this body is Chinese or American, and I have a national.
或者说呢，我有一种民族精神，我觉得我是中国人或者是美国人。
That's the second contamination that needs to be purified.
所以呢，这是我们需要被净化的第二种污染。
So these contaminations are covering the heart, which means the heart of consciousness, the center of being.
那所以这样的这个污染呢，就遮盖了我们的内心，它遮到遮盖了我们的最核心的这个本质。
Sometimes the heart is, Lord Chaitanya compares to the mirror of the mind.
有的时候呢，就是参念方法部呢，把我们的心给比作心与之镜。
So, Cheto Bhajana Marjana, that's the first effect of chanting the holy name.
Cheto Bhajana Marjana is the first
effect. Cheto in Sanskrit can mean consciousness and mind.
这种在梵文里的意思呢，它可以意味着是知觉或者是心意。
Chaito, darpanam, marjanam, to cleanse the mirror of the mind.
Chaito, darpanam, marjanam, 意思呢是来清理、擦拭心意之镜。
So when the pure awareness looks into the mind, that looking is consciousness.
所以说呢，当这纯粹的意识去看心意的时候，它其实它就能够看穿知觉。
If the mirror is clean, then one sees a pure reflection of oneself.
那当这面镜子是干净的时候呢，这人他就能够看到自己的影子了，就能够看到自己在镜子中的样子。
But if you put, you know, a film or an image or a painting on the mirror, and then when the consciousness reflects back, it doesn't reflect back the pure image, it reflects back whatever image is there on the screen of the mind.
但是呢，如果你要是在这个镜面上贴了一幅画，或者是贴上一个膜的话，那这会儿你再去看这个心意之镜的时候，所反射回来的这个影像，就不是你的纯粹的心意，而是在这个镜面上所贴的这幅画的样子。
Yeah, so when the pure awareness looks at the mind and sees this false image and thinks this is me, that's ignorance and that's also the false me.
所以说呢，就是当这个心意他看到了这个镜子上的画面的时候，觉得这是我自己的时候呢，这其实就是处在假我的印象中，觉得这个是我，那就是假我。
Yeah, so it's not a pure reflection.
因为那个并不是一个干净的、纯粹的折射。
Yeah, it's an impure reflection that arises from ignorance.
这是来自于愚昧的、不纯粹的反射。
And then this ignorance creates this false image.
而这个愚昧呢，它就导致了假的形象。
And this creates the next two levels of ignorance or suffering that needs to be purified.
而这个呢，就产生了下个，就是下面的两个层级的假的状态，就是痛苦。那么这两个呢，是需要被净化的。
Yeah, so now, the soul is thinking I'm this mind and body.
因为这会儿呢，这灵魂就在想着我是这具躯体，我是这个心意。
And the soul imagines himself to be what he's not.
而这个灵魂呢，他也在想象着自己并不是的这个身份。
He imagines himself to exist separate from God.
他在想象着自己是和神相分离而在的。
So this causes the soul to feel incomplete.
所以这呢，就使得灵魂他就觉得自己是不完整的。
To feel dissatisfied.
就觉得不满足。
Which is opposite of the nature of the soul, because the soul is naturally satisfied and joyful.
但是这个对于灵魂来说呢，刚好是相反的，因为灵魂它本来天生就是应该觉得很完整，而且呢是很心满意足的。
Yeah, so now what arises is material desire.
那所以现在发生了什么呢？发生的是物质的欲望。
This is called Icha Dvesha.
这被称为叫 Icha Dvesha.
Icha means I want it, I must have it.
Icha 的意思呢是我想要，我必须得要。
And dvesha means I don't like it. Get it away from me.
那 dvesha 的意思呢是我不喜欢，赶紧走开。
Now both desires, I want it, I don't want it, are embedded with dissatisfaction and pain.
但是呢，这两种欲求，不论是我想要还是我不想要，这其实全部都来自于不满足而导致的痛苦。
As soon as we want something, we're already in a state of dissatisfaction and it's painful.
因为呢，当我们只要一想要某样东西的时候，其实我们已经是处在不心满意足的状态，那这是很痛苦的。
And then when we don't want something, also, it's painful.
而且当我们不想要某样东西的时候，这其实也挺难受，也很痛苦。
And then out of, you know, so now we have ignorance, we have false self, we have desire and hate.
那所以呢，现在呢，我们有愚昧，我们有假我，我们有这个欲求和憎恨。
These are all contaminations or due to ignorance.
那所以这些呢，全部都是来自于愚昧的污染。
Right, contaminations of consciousness.
这是由于在知觉被污染的状态下导致的。
Just like water is pure.
就好像水，它是纯净的。
But if you pour sand in it or ink in it, then you have to separate and purify the water.
但是如果要是把沙子或者把墨水给倒到了水里的话，那这会儿我们就还得分离这个水，把这水要重新净化才可以。
Actually, water is always pure.
事实上，水它一直都是净化的，都是纯净的。
Just like consciousness is always pure.
就好像我们的知觉其实始终都是纯净的。
But when it gets mixed with the material energy, then it has to be separated.
但是呢，当它和物质能量相混杂在一起的时候，它就需要被分离了。
So what is the fifth aspect of ignorance?
所以说，愚昧的第五个方面是什么呢？
And also the cause of suffering.
而且呢，它也是痛苦的原因所致。
Abhinivesata, fear of death.
Abhinivesata 就是对死亡的恐惧。
Yeah, so all living beings that are in ignorance, from the animals to the humans, are always in a state of fear, ultimately fearing non-existence.
所有的生物体从动物到人类它其实始终都是处在一种恐惧的状态它所恐惧的事情呢就是害怕自己不再存在了、
So constant chanting of the holy name will purify the consciousness of these five levels or aspects of ignorance
所以说呢恒常不断的去唱诵圣名就能够把人从这五种愚昧的方面给净化
And then when consciousness is purified, then we have bhava maha devagne nirvapanam. This suffering that's caused by this ignorance, which is like a fire, is finally extinguished.
所以呢，当我们在恒常不断的在念诵圣名的时候呢，就使得我们的这个导致痛苦的所有的这些原因呢。最终的全部都被烧灭殆尽了。
Yeah, so this is the second aspect, or the second result from chanting the holy name.
这是念诵圣名的第二个结果。
That one isn't experiencing ecstasy yet, but one is no longer suffering.
这个人他在这个阶段的时候呢还没有感受到念诵圣名所给带来的极乐但是他现在已经不再痛苦了不再受苦了。
Yeah, one is no longer attached to material conditions.
也就是说呢他不再去依附于物质的条件限制的状态。
Yeah, whether we get what we want or don't get what we want, we never lose this inner peace, inner satisfaction.
无论是我们得到了我们就无论是我们没有得到我们想要的，或者是得到了我们不想要的东西的时候，他永远都不会失去他内在的平和。
We no longer believe in the thoughts that are projected onto the screen of our mind.
这会儿呢，我们就不会再去相信投射在我们的心意的屏幕上的这些画面了。
Yeah, so the devotee is peaceful and happy.
所以奉献者是非常的快乐以及平和的。
You could say this is nishta or the midway, mid station between the beginning and Krishna prema.
所以我们可以说呢，这是处在 从开始到 Krishna Prema 的中间的位置。
Yeah, so this is, there's a verse in the Padma Purana that Prabhupada quotes here in the purport.
舍巴巴在今天的要旨里面呢，就引述了在莲花往事书 Padma Purana 中的一个事件。
Now, some of you may know that the 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name are mentioned in the Padma Purana.
有些贡献者也许可能知道，对于圣名的十项冒犯呢，是在 Padma Purana 莲花往事书中提到的。
And then at the after listing the 10 offenses, we find this verse quoted today from the Padma Purana.
所以呢，就在莲花往事书他列出了这十项冒犯之后，我们就读到了今天舍巴巴在世界中在要旨中所引述的这个世界。
Nam aparada yuknanam namam yeva harantyagam avishranti prayuktani tanye varta karanicha. Even if one chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra offensively, one can avoid offenses by continuously chanting without deviation. Or in other words, that seems contradictory. How can you avoid offenses if you're committing offenses, right?
那这世界的意思呢，就是说，一个人即便是他在冒犯的情况下念诵圣名，但是，他如果要是不偏离的继续的去念诵圣名，他也能够变得被净化。所以这听起来好像是，听起来好像是有点自相矛盾的。
Yeah, so those of you listening to the class, maybe you had that question when you heard this sentence.
所以呢，在听这节课的奉献者，也许可能在听到这句话以后呢，心中就会产生这样的疑问。
So what this means is that even if you're chanting, and even if you're chanting offensively, if you continue chanting, eventually you will be able to overcome chanting offensively and chant purely.
也就是说呢，即便是你在冒犯的这种状态下念诵，但是如果你要是恒常不断的念诵，最终呢，也会逾越这种冒犯的状态，并且呢是在纯粹的状态下念诵了。
And then Prabhupada also says here that if one becomes accustomed to always chanting the holy name, if this becomes your regular daily practice,
舍巴巴也在这里面讲到了，如果要是一个人他习惯于每天都念诵圣名，而且呢念诵圣名这件事情成为他每天必做的一个习练的事情。
He said, you will remain in the transcendental position.
他就说到，那你就能够让自己留在这超然的状态之下。
And you also remain untouchable by sinful reactions.
而且呢，你也会处在一种不会被罪恶的反应所触碰的状态下。
But what does this mean? You will remain untouchable by sinful reactions.
这到底什么意思呢？你会处在不被罪恶的反应所触碰的位置上，这是什么意思呢？
So when we commit a sinful action, let's say like illicit sex.
那比如说当我们触碰了罪恶的活动，比如说非法的性生活。
Or let's say we don't actually commit illicit sex physically, but maybe mentally.
那也许可能我们并没有实际的去从事任何非法的性生活，但是在心里边有这样的想法。
Like for example, a man sees a woman.
比如说一个男人看到了一位女人。
Or a woman looks at a man.
或者是一个女子她在看着一个男人。
And then imagines what it would be like to have sex with that person.
然后呢，脑子里就在琢磨了，如果我要是和这个人要是能够一些性交的话，会是怎么样的状态呢？
Yeah, so that there's a reaction to that.
那其实呢，这样的想法是有一个反应的。
Or looking at pornography on the internet, for example.
对，或者说呢，我们在互联网上看一些黄色的信息。
So first thing is if you contemplate the objects of the senses, you develop attachment and lust for that object.
嗯，那首先呢，你可能就会对你所看到的这个景象，可能会有一些想法，然后呢，会产生一些依恋之情。
Right, that's a reaction.
嗯，那然后呢，这个是反应。
You look at it.
你看着它。
You contemplate it.
然后呢，你就会观想它。
Now you want it.
然后现在呢，你就想要它了。
That's the reaction.
所以呢，这就是这个反应反作用力。
But there's more reaction.
但是呢，还会有更大的反应。
The next time you see a young man or a young woman, or you look at some pornography on the web, you desire it even more.
嗯，那下次当你再看到一位年轻的女子或者一位年轻的男子，或者说你在这个色情网站上看到了一些景象的时候呢，这会儿你的就是想要他们的这种想法就越加的强烈了。
That's the reaction.
对，这就是反应。
Consciousness becomes more and more contaminated, more and more attached.
那也就是说呢，就这个知觉它就变得越来越被污染，越来越依附于其中。
Which increases all the five aspects of suffering.
那这个呢，其实它就导致了关于痛苦的所有的这五个方面。
It's actually called Kleshagni, the fire of suffering.
这个被称为叫 Klesha Agni, 也就是说呢，痛苦之火。
Yeah, so sometimes when we hear a sinful reaction, we think, oh, I'm going to be punished for this bad thing I've done.
那有的时候呢，当我们听到罪恶反应的时候，我们就会说，哦，那我会被我所做的这些坏事所惩罚。
Of course, there's that kind of sinful reaction also.
那当然了，是有这样的罪恶反应的。
Right, if you steal something, then you might be caught and sent to jail.
比如说你要是偷东西的话呢，你可能就会被抓着，然后呢被送到监牢里。
Or in the future, someone may steal the same thing from you.
而且呢，在将来呢，也许可能别人也会从你这儿把东西偷走。
But sinful reactions are also more subtle and more and much more entangling.
但是呢，这罪恶的反应呢，它可以是处在更加的精微以及更加的处于纠结的这种状态的束缚的状态的。
Yeah, so Prabhupada states here, the constant chanting of the holy name, one will be remain untouchable by sinful reactions.
所以说，爸爸在这里面就说到了，如果是恒常不断的唱诵圣名的话，那人就可以保持在不被罪恶的反应所触碰的状态。
Well, that means that if you're actually always chanting, then you're not going to be, you know, meditating in your mind on the opposite sex.
其实他的意思就是说，如果你要是恒常不断念诵圣名的话呢，你的脑子就不会再去想着，和异性的这种交往了。
Yeah, the holy name is, you know, filled up the screen of your mind. There's nothing else there but the holy name.
因为呢，在你的心意里面呢，就完全都充满了圣名，在心意里面不会再有别的东西了，只有圣名。
Yeah, so eventually, you'll no longer identify with your mind and your body.
所以呢，最终呢，你也就不会再去认同于你的心意和你的躯体。
That ignorance is removed.
这样的话呢，就使得这愚昧被移除了。
You no longer believe in your imagined self.
所以你也就不再会去想象，就不会再去想着你想象出来的那个自我。
Yeah, so when memories of past impressions appear in your mind or future imaginings, those pictures are there, but you no longer think that's me.
所以呢，就是当有一些过去的景象存在，以及在将来的一些关于你自己的这些景象存在的时候呢，你就不会再把认同于那是你自己了。
And if something or if some desire appears in your mind, I want this.
而且比如说在你的心里面想出了一些欲求，比如说你在想我想要这个。
Or I don't want that.
或者我不想要那个。
You don't try and get rid of it.
这会儿呢你也不会试图要 扔掉弃掉他们。
You remain equal towards it.
你只是会让自己保持一种平等的对待他们的心境。
That's the real purification.
那个才是真正的净化。
Previously, when some image appeared in your mind of wanting, you would want and want and want and want and stay identified with it.
那当在之前呢，当你脑子里面出现了一些你想要的东西的时候呢，你就会不断的想着要啊要啊要啊要啊，然后呢，让自己就越来越去认同于它。
Or some person that you don't like, you keep thinking about them and their bad qualities. You don't do that anymore.
那比如说有些你不喜欢的人，你之前呢就会一直在想着他的不好的这些品质。那在现在这种状态呢，你就不会再这么去做了。
So that's real purification.
对，这个呢是真正的净化。
It's not that past impressions stop or future imaginings stop. You just don't react to them anymore. So that's purification.
对，并不是说过去的那些印象不再出现了，将来的一些幻景不再出现了。其实他们还在，但是呢，你只不过呢就不会再去纠结认同于他们了，所以这个是净化。
That's how you know that you're getting purified.
而且这也是你能够知道自己是不是在经历着净化。
And because you're always chanting, you're always present, you're always feeling, you're always aware that you're aware.
因为呢，你在不断的在念诵，你总是处在一种临在的状态，你总是处在一种觉知到自己是存在的状态。
And so you experience eternality.
所以说呢，你就能够体验到永恒。
The changeless eternal state of pure awareness.
你就能够感受到这不变的纯粹的觉知的永恒的状态。
Yeah, so this.By this, you overcome the fifth aspect of ignorance and suffering, which is fear of death.
那么所以呢，在这样的一种状态下呢，你就能够征服掉这污染的第五种不纯净的这种状态，那就是说是对死亡的恐惧。
So this verse is saying, if you continue to chant, even offensively, eventually you come to the offenseless stage.
所以这个世界里面就说呢，如果你要是不断的念诵，即便是有冒犯的念诵，但是不断的念诵，最终呢你会达到没有冒犯的状态。
And consciousness, or the center of the heart of consciousness, becomes purified.
而且呢，在内心中的知觉它就会变得净化了。
Right, free of ignorance.
就会摆脱愚昧。
Free of identification with the false self.
就会摆脱对于假我的认知。
Free of desire and hate.
就不会再有任何的欲求或憎恨。
Free of the fear of death.
就摆脱了对死亡的恐惧。
Now, there's only one problem here that we face.
但是呢，还有一个麻烦还在。
When you're chanting offensively,
当你在有冒犯的念诵的时候，
you may not be tasting this purification.
这会儿呢，你可能没有办法品味到这份净化。
You know, especially in the beginning.
特别是在这刚一开始的时候。
You're still very much affected by ignorance.
因为呢，还很被愚昧所影响。
Still much identified with the mind and the body and the false self.
因为呢，还非常的认同于身体、心意以及假我。
Still desiring so many material things.
还在欲求着想要得到那么多的物质的事物。
Lost in the mind, lamenting the past, hankering for happiness in the future.
而且呢，还让自己迷失在心意之中，会悲叹着过去，以及渴望着将来的幸福和快乐。
So the kind of catch 22 or the difficulty is how long can you continue chanting and at the same time be suffering from identification with Maya?
所以呢就让自己处在这种抓21的这样的一个怪圈里面，然后呢就想着我如何就是一边念诵，然后始终还是在被玛雅的这种束缚的捆绑之中呢。
Yeah, unless you're able to chant attentively.
除非你是很专注的在念诵。
And unless you're proactively letting go of the bodily conception of life.
除非呢，你是很积极主动的，让具体化概念的这种生活，被摒弃掉。
You may be chanting for a very long time before you start to feel this kind of freedom and happiness.
所以呢，如果要是不是在这样的状态下，也许可能你要唱好长好长好长的一段时间，你才能够真正感受到这种自由，这种解脱。However, someone
who is very determined to chant and continues to chant under all conditions will eventually attain pure chanting and purification of mind.
但是呢，如果一个人他非常的坚定的，就无论处在怎样的状态下，反正我都念诵，我使劲念，那他最后呢就能够达到对于心意的纯粹的状态。So
therefore, actually, Lord Chaitanya's process is so simple.
所以说呢，朱查坦尼马哈巴布的程序呢是如此的简单。
We don't have to do any extra kind of austerity.
对，我们不需要再做额外的各种类型的苦行。
Even the rules and regulations and the timing of practice is not so important.
即便是练习的时间以及这些规范和原则都没有那么重要。
Namakadi Bahudha Nijasarva Saktis Tati Arbita Niyamita Smarane Nakala. He says that chanting of the holy name doesn't depend on any kind of ritual or time, place, or circumstance.
他说呢，念诵圣名，它不是依靠于任何的仪式性的活动，或者是依靠任何的时间和状况的。
So what's the one thing we need to do in order to chant effectively?
所以呢，为了要让我们能够非常有效的念诵，那我们唯一需要做那一件事情是什么呢？
We have to chant attentively.
我们必须要非常专注的念诵。Or
we have to try and improve the quality of our chanting.
或者说呢，我们要努力的去提升我们念诵的质量。
And if we do that, then we'll experience this progressive purification of consciousness.
因为如果我们要是这么做的话呢，我们就能够体验到我们的知觉的循序渐进的提升。Yeah,
we'll experience chaito dharpana marginam, consciousness being purified.
那我们呢就能够体验到 chaito dharpana marginam, 我们的意识呢就会得到净化。And
we'll experience Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. The fire of suffering, the fire of unhappiness will be put out.
而且呢，我们也能够体会到 Bhava Avagni Mahapanama, 也就是我们的这个痛苦的灼烧的心意之火也就会被扑灭了。
And then at that point, chanting, continuous chanting becomes much easier.
那在这样的一个状态下，那不断的在念诵就会变得更加的容易了。Because
one is beginning to realize the self and the completeness of oneself.
因为人呢，他就可以更加好的去意识到他自己，而且呢，能够意识到自己的完整。Right,
we take life not so seriously anymore.
然后呢，我们就不会再那么的。 那就那会儿呢，我们就不会那么的认真的去对待我们的生活了。
Maybe you heard the joke, or it's not a joke, it's more of a saying. Why can angels fly?
那我们可能就是听到过这样一个说法，就是为什么天使能飞呢？
Because they take themselves lightly.
就是因为他们很轻松。
Right, so when you have, you know, no more identification with your false ego, you're not so affected by praise or blame.
当你不再那么的去认同于自己的假我的时候呢，你这会儿对于名声啊，对于名望啊，就不再那么的在乎了。
Right, you don't take yourself so seriously. What is this self anyway? This false self.
嗯，所以呢，这会儿你就对于你自己，就是现在显现的这个状态，不是那么的在乎了，因为这本来就是一个假我。
Right, you're not obsessed by being praised and respected by others.
这会儿呢，你也就不会那么重视，被别人所尊敬，或者是被别人所赞扬了。
And if somebody doesn't respect you in the way your false ego previously wanted, you don't care so much anymore. Previously, maybe you would have been upset, but now, who cares?
那如果要是你没有再得到你的假我所希望的像之前的人们对你的那种赞誉的话，这会儿你也不会那么在乎了。
Yeah, so you're much more relaxed and accepting of yourself and others.
嗯，所以这会儿呢，你就会让自己变得更加的放松，而且呢，你也会更好的接受自己以及接受别人。
You know that everything about this life is temporary and is going to soon just disappear as if it never was.
而且呢，你就会发现，在这一生活中的所有的这一切呢，其实，都是，临时存在的，很快呢，它就会消失了。
And you're feeling great gratitude toward Krishna and his holy name, so you're very satisfied and grateful.
然后此时呢，你就会对 Krishna 以及他的圣名呢，满怀着感激之情。这会儿呢，你就会很感恩，而且呢，也会感到很心满意足。
In this way, we pass our life, feeling satisfied within and grateful to the Lord and all the acharyas.
那这会儿呢，我们就会在内心中，对主充满了感恩之心，以及呢，对我们的acharya们充满了感恩之心的这样的心态下去过我们的生活。
Yeah, so to summarize today's verse.
所以我们来总结一下今天这个诗节。
Yeah, so the constant chanting of the holy name is the most effective way to become self-realized.
恒常不断的念诵圣名是最有效的让自己获得自我觉悟的方法。
And become purified of ignorance.
而且呢，能够净化掉无知。
And attain pure devotional service to the Lord.
并且能够达到对主的纯粹的奉爱服务。
This is the real cleansing of the mind. This process of chanting.
这样的唱就是唱诵的程序呢，是对心意的真正的净化的程序，真正的清理的程序。
And Sukadev Goswami says that this kind of purification of mind cannot be attained just by observing, the vows and rituals of the Vedic ceremonies.
是了，Sukadev Goswami 说呢，就是这样的心意的净化呢，是不可能通过去信守《韦达经》里面所给予的仪式性的活动，或者是信守伟大经中的誓言而达到的。
And this verse is also answering Parikshit Maharaj's original question.
而这个诗节呢，也回答了 Parikshit 王最原始问的问题。
Because he asked Sukadeva Goswami, how can the living beings be freed from having to go to hell and suffer for sins?
他说呢，他问了这个圣 Sukadeva Goswami。这生物体它如何能够摆脱不因为自己的罪而到地狱去受苦。
He said, even if they go to hell and they're punished for their sin, they still have the desire to sin. So they'll keep sinning and keep having to go to hell.
他说呢, 就即便是他们到这个地狱去受苦, 但是他们依然还是有这个犯罪的欲望, 所以呢, 就会让他们不断地被, 束缚在这个地狱里面, 不断地在受苦。
So he wanted to know, how can the soul be really helped or benefited from, or how can the soul be free of this cycle of committing sin, going to hell, paying for your sin, and then committing sins again, over and over, this cycle.
所以呢，他就说到底有哪一种方式能够真正的帮助到这个生物体能够摆脱这样的循环，就是犯罪，然后呢被送到地狱去受苦，然后呢把这个罪清理掉了之后呢，然后呢再接着再去受罪，然后呢就是再接着犯罪，然后再接着受苦，就如何摆脱这样的一个圈子。
So this is Sukadeva Goswami's answer is that by constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
所以呢，圣苏克迪波戈斯瓦米所给出的这个问题的答案呢，就是通过恒常不断的念诵主的圣名。
Yeah, because that not only frees the soul of sinful reactions, but it also frees the soul of the desire to sin in the first place.
因为呢，它不仅能够使人摆脱罪恶的反应，而且呢，它还能够使人摆脱从最一开始的想要犯罪的这种欲望。
So I'll end here today, and if there are any questions from last week or today, then
we'll have some time to answer them.
Hello.
丹丹佩丽，我们上周没有问题了，然后上周的时候就是我们的网络不是很好，但是上周回答的就是大上周留下来的问题都回答完了。如果的对，丹丹佩丽，但是就是上周回答您的问题的时候，因为就是转播的麦序不是很总是断续嘛。如果你还想没有听清楚的话，您可以先把你这个问题再问一下马赫尔，您可以跟他说一下情况，然后先回答着，然后房间里面如果有新的问题，我再转播过来，好吗？
Rather Prema, you said that you actually answered all of the questions from previous week, and right now she's waiting for the new questions in the chat room for this week. And she said that the last week the connection was very poor. So while you were answering my question of last week, the connection was broken. So actually we didn't really hear. And she said that if I want to hear more about your answer about that question, maybe I can ask that again. And at the same time, she can collecting new questions.
Okay.
I will. 巴拉特 Maharaj 投生了一头鹿，请您能仁慈的再解释一下，应该如何解释这现象吗？
Omar, so if you don't mind, maybe you can quickly brief about the answer of my humble question again. And the question is that because in your lecture you mentioned about the story of Bharata Maharaj. So my question is that Bharata Maharaj, what is the right attitude for Bharata Maharaj to take care of this baby deer, or he shouldn't take care of the baby deer at all? Because in many of the lectures we have been heard from the senior devotees that for the devotee, in the last moment when he left his body, if he was not able to remember Lord Krishna, Krishna actually will help him to remember him. So, is it okay for you to elaborate a little bit more about the right attitude and also what the right way to handle this type of situation? Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I do remember your question. I don't remember what I said before, so what I say this time may be completely different.
Well, it doesn't matter because last time, you know, what you say was not being, hasn't been heard because the voice,
right.
Because the connection was broken. So
right.
Whatever you say is fresh.
Okay. All right. So, Lord Chaitanya, he explains that, you know, the bhakti lata bij that grows into a plant and needs to continuously be watered by the chanting of the holy name.
因为主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，就是我们的这个bhakti lata bij，就是我们的这个奉爱的爬藤呢，它是要不断的通过念诵主的圣名去浇灌的。
And then he says that eventually the tree grows and it pierces the covering of the material world and it passes Vaikuntha and then it actually goes into Goloka Vrindavan.
然后他说呢，当这棵树长大了之后呢，它最终会戳破物质的覆盖，然后呢，穿过Vaikuntha的星宿，最终的来到Goloka Vrindavan。
And then it produces the fruit of love of God.
并且呢，产生出Krishna Prema的果实，也就是Krishna Prema的果实。
So the devotee's mind and, you know, physical mind and body are in the material world.
但是呢，这个奉献者他的身体，就是他的这个物质的躯体和心意呢，是在这个物质世界的。
And simultaneously, he's experiencing the, you know, Goloka Vrindavan within the holy name.
但与此同时呢，他在这个圣名中体验着Goloka Vrindavan。
Yeah, so that's a very, very advanced, you know, position, right?
那所以呢，这是一个非常非常的高深的状态，对不对？
So Lord Chaitanya says, even in that advanced position, if the devotee somehow or other stops chanting or stops pouring water on the plant, it will dry up.
但是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，就即便是在这么崇高的一种位置下，如果这个奉献者出于某种原因，他停止了念诵，也就是说停止了去浇灌这棵树的话，那这棵树它也会枯萎的。So
of course, every pastime in the Bhagavatam is there to teach us, you know, an important lesson.
那当然在圣殿伯达瓦坛里的每一个逍遥时光都是为了要教导我们一个很重要的教导。So
Bharat Maharaj was a very advanced devotee.
那 Bharat Maharaj 呢，他是一位很精进的奉献者。And
it said that he was on the platform of Baba.
他呢，是处在Baba的层面的。And
he was carefully performing his sadhana every day.
所以呢，他每天呢是非常仔细的、认真的在进行着他的sadhana休息。Yeah,
so he was always watering his devotional plant in his heart.
而且呢，他总是在他内心中去浇灌着他的奉爱的爬藤。But
then he started taking care of this little deer.
但是呢，他就开始来照顾这头小鹿了。And
his whole consciousness became absorbed in the deer, and he stopped his sadhana.
然后呢，他的整个的意识呢，全部都沉醉在了这头小鹿的身上，而他停止了他的sadhana。And
then he died thinking of the deer.
而且当他死的时候呢，他脑子里都想的是这头小鹿。So
Donna Kaylee, she asked, you know, what should he have done? Should he have, you know, not taken care of the deer or taken care of the deer?
Yeah,
right.
所以当Kelly的问题呢，就是说，到底 Bharat Maharaj 他应该做什么呢？他到底是应该照顾这头小鹿，还是他根本就不应该去照顾这头小鹿呢
？Well, I think he could have done both.
那我觉得呢，他是两件事情都是可以做的。He
should have continued his sadhana.
他应该继续进行他的sadhana.
And taking care of the deer.
并且与此同时呢，照顾这头小鹿。
but remained in transcendental consciousness.
但是呢, 要保持在超然的知觉之中。
And of course, everything that happens, you know, happens to us by the will of the Lord and is exactly perfect for us.
当然了，所有的这些事情呢，都是在主的意愿之下而产，而发生的，而且呢，都是为了我们的，怎么说呢？就是为了我们的最好的状态而产生的。
And that's another lesson we can take from the story of Bharat Maharaj.
那这个呢，是我们可以从 Bharat Maharaj 的这个故事中所学到的另外一个教导。
Yeah, so even though he thought of a deer as he died and took the body of a deer, by the grace of the Lord, he maintained his transcendental awareness.
就即便是他投生为一头鹿的这个躯体，但是他依然呢让自己处在一个超然的知觉之中。
He realized his mistake.
因为呢他觉悟到了自己的错误。
Yeah, so even though he was in the body of a deer, He didn't lose his Krishna consciousness.
对呢，即便他是处在鹿的躯体之中，但是他并没有失去他的 Krishna 知觉。And
then he took one more birth as Jata Bharat, and he was super careful not to get entangled with Maya.
嗯，然后呢，他又投生为 Jata Bharat， 在这一世中呢，他是非常的小心的，他不会再让自己被困在 Maya 的束缚里了。And
then he went back to Godhead.
然后呢，他就回到守身的身边了。
So similarly with us, like I always quote from this purport of text 17, purport of the Isha Upanishad.
那同样对于我们来说也是如此。我经常呢会引述Isha Upanishad至尊奥义书的第十七师节的要旨的内容。
That Prabhupada writes that even if we cannot remember Krishna at the time of death, and most people will not be able to.
就是说，爸爸写到了，即便是当我们在死亡的时候，我们没有办法记住 Krishna， 其实大部分的人是记不住的。
Yeah, because oftentimes, you know, before the body dies, the body's not working properly anymore, the brain's not working properly anymore.
因为呢，大部分的这种情况就是当人在死亡之前呢，他的这个身体以及他的大脑都没有办法正常的运作。
And most people, before they die, they're in a state of unconsciousness for hours or even days or even years.
而且呢，有很多有一些人呢，在死亡之前，他的这个大脑是处在一种无意识的状态的，他可能是有好几个小时，甚至于好几个天，那有的人甚至于几年都是处在这种无意识的状态。
But Prabhupada tells us, don't worry.
但是阿爸爸告诉我们呢，不用担心。
Even if you cannot remember Krishna at the time of death,
即便是当你在死亡的时候记不住 Krishna,
Krishna will remember you.
Krishna 会记得你,
and he'll remember all the service you've done your whole life.
而且呢，他也会能够记住你在这一生中所做的所有的这些服务,
which he's very grateful for.
那也就是。Sorry, he is very grateful for you, or what is
he? He's very grateful for all the service we perform during our whole life.
Okay, 那他呢是非常的感激你在这一生中所做的所有的这些服务的。
And Prabhupada writes in many places that our chanting, all of our chanting, is acknowledged and recorded, actually written down.
那舒尔爸爸就在一些地方就写到了，就是我们所的，就是唱我们的念诵，其实都是被承认了的，而且呢，也都是被记录了下来的，被录下来的。He
says it's counted and recorded.
而且呢，都是被记下来了的，都是被录下来了的。Everything. 一切所做的一切。
So, and you know, whatever purification we need to go through, whatever mistake we need to correct, Krishna is going to arrange our life in such a way that we'll become purified and we'll make amends for any mistake until we're actually qualified, you know, to go to the spiritual dimension.
那 Krishna 他对我们做出来的这种安排呢，就是要让我们不断的要去纠正我们所做的这个措施，然后呢，让我们在不断的这个纠正的过程中呢，变得进化，然后最终呢，我们能够得到资格回到灵性的世界。
Yeah, so all of our chanting is nothing is ever lost.
所以说呢，我们所念诵的这些念诵呢，都不会失去的。
But everything else, our mind, our body, our relatives, our house, everything is like a cherry blossom that, you know, appears and disappears.
但是呢，我们所拥有的其他的一些物质的东西，比如说我们的心意、我们的躯体以及我们的家庭、我们的房子这些，那它都会像是一朵开过了的樱花一样，开了又败了。
Yeah, so we should always perform our sadhana.
所以呢，我们要时刻的进行我们的 sadhana，
very attentively, very present。
而且呢，我们要非常的专注的、很临在的去念诵。
And we shouldn't play around with Maya。
我们不应该跟 Maya， 就是我们不应该跟 Maya 嬉戏，不应该跟 Maya 闹着玩。
Right, we have to be very conscious. I mean, very cautious.
所以呢，我们要非常的有知觉，而且要非常的小心。
And then we just do our best.
然后呢，我们尽力而为。Thank you very much, Mara.
So we can have a happy life, free of anxiety, and
所以呢，我们就能够有快乐的
happy within. You know?
所以呢，我们就能够有一个非常快乐的生活，然后呢，在内心自在、内心心满意足的状态下去过日子。
Yeah, we don't have to take anything else very seriously because it's not very serious.
对，因为其实所有的一切事情都没那么严肃，然后我们其实不用那么的去在乎所有的每一件事情。
Nityananda.
Nityananda. So we have questions now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first question is from, I think maybe from Radha Priyamanaji.感谢帕布甜美的讲课。
是原
先
帕布的问题第一个。
OK. The first question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢帕布甜美的讲课，谢谢翻译，谢谢主持。恒常唱诵圣名是觉悟自我对最有效的方法。达到恒常需要时间，正在路上，完成十六圈都在挣扎。如何尽快的真达恒常？看似漫漫的长路，信心不足，想要放弃，无奈发下誓言，走一步算一步，祈求激励归线。Well, this is the comments from Rajendra Prabhu. He said that, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture, and thanks for the translator and also the host. Constantly chanting the holy name is the most effective way for realizing the self.However, reach the state of constantly chanting, that needs a time to be there. So right now I'm on the way, but I'm still entangling from finishing the 16 rounds. So how can I really attain to the state of constant chanting? It seems that it's such a long journey. I don't have great faith about that.Sometimes I even feel give up, but I've really vowed that I need to do that. So I just, try to proceed step by step. So could you kindly encourage me? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rajendra Prabhu, for your honest confession.
非常感谢 Rajendra Prabhu 您的很坦诚的告白。
Yeah. Also, when I hear the word constant chanting, I used to think about it differently than I do now.
那么当我听到这个恒常这个词儿的时候呢，我以前对于这个词的理解和我现在的理解是有所不同的。
And I used to also feel overwhelmed and seem like this is impossible.
而且有的时候呢。
I would feel discouraged.
而且呢，就是有的时候我也在因为听到恒常这个词呢， 我就被吓着了，因为我就觉得这怎么可能呢？而且我也觉得有点泄气。
But I have a different perspective now.
但是我现在呢，是有不同的角度去理解了。
So of course we should always chant our 16 rounds in a quiet and secluded way with as much attention as possible.
那当然了，我们应该在一个僻静的地方，独自的去在尽量的专注的这种状态下去完成我们这十六圈。
And chanting can be done sitting, walking.
而且呢，就是
standing.
嗯，那这个念诵呢，其实你是可以在各种状态下去完成的。比如说，你可以坐在那儿，可以走着，也可以站着来念。
Yeah. So you know when you have something big, gigantic, but you break it up into pieces.It's much more manageable.
就是当你有一个很大的一个事情需要去完成的时候，但是如果你要是把它切碎变成一小块一小块的时候，那这样就变得更加的容易去控制去管理了。
Yeah, so constant chanting sounds very big.
所以呢，恒常不断的念诵听起来这是真的是一件很大的事儿。
But if we're chanting, especially our rounds, if we try and be present.To hear the holy name and be self-aware as we're chanting for three mantras, that's not so hard.
但是如果我们要是处在完全觉知的、完全临在的念诵三个曼陀罗的话，那这其实并不是那么难的事儿。
And then it's when your mind, you know, when your attention wanders off into the mind, off into the past and the future, you just catch it.And without judging yourself, you bring it back to the present and to hearing another three mantras.
那么当你在念诵的时候，如果你的这个心意跑开了，跑到了过去的某一个回忆之中，或者是到了将来的某一个想象的图景里的时候呢，你不要打压自己，只不过是注意到它，然后呢，再把自己再叫回到现在的这个临在的状态，然后再接着念下面的三个曼陀罗。
And that's how you can chant your 16 rounds without anxiety. And gradually become more and more attentive.
那么这个呢，就是在没有任何的焦虑的状态下来念诵您的十六圈的方法，然后慢慢的、慢慢的呢，就会变得越来越专注了。
Yeah, and then as you go about your day, no matter what you're doing, if you're reading or doing some service,
那然后呢，在你
Okay. Then every now and then, bring your attention to the present, become self-aware, feel your life, and thank Krishna for your life, and chant.
然后呢，在这一天中呢，你无论在做什么事情的时候呢，时不时的把自己再带回到当下的这个状态，然后呢，感受着对 Krishna 的感激之情，然后在这样的一种心态下去念诵。
Yeah, and a lot of your chanting may just be silently and internal for moments at a time in presence and with full attention.
那在这会儿完全临在的、完全专注的这种状态下的这种念诵呢，是在内在的心意中的念诵。
Yeah, in this way, you know, you spend most of the day in the truth of life and not lost.In the illusory world of the mind and in the false self, you stay constantly connected.
那这样的这种状态下呢，你就是留在自己的真实的状态下，而不是会让自己迷失在心意的虚幻之中。那这会儿呢，你就是恒常不断的让自己处在真实的状态之下了。
Yeah, so that from that perspective, constant chanting is really doable.
那所以在这样的这种状态下呢，恒常不断的念诵，它其实是可以做到的。
But many of us have this image in our mind of chanting in ecstasy constantly, like a madman.
但是我们大部分人的这个心里面的这个景象呢，就是在想象着我们自己恒常不断的在极乐之中在念诵。
So that's just an image in the mind.
但是呢，这个其实只是心意中的一个图景而已。
But any moment you can come out of the mind reside in the present and pure awareness and feel your connection with the source of life and say Hare Krishna.
但是在任何一个时刻下，你其实都可以从你的心意的世界中走出来，并且呢，去感受着你自己的这个真实的这种知觉的状态，并且呢，去说出 Hare Krishna。
And that's very powerful.
而那个呢，是非常有力量的。
Yeah, so you don't have to judge yourself for being lost in the mind.Just appreciate the moments that you're present and you're out of the mind and in contact with the source of your life, Krishna.
所以说呢，就是当你迷失在心意里的时候呢，其实不要去评判自己，而是呢去感激和欣赏那些你能够让自己处于临在的这种状态，能够觉知到觉知的这种状态，并且呢，在这样的状态下去感受到和 Krishna 的连接。来说出 Hare Krishna 去享受欣赏这些时刻
Yeah, so just be there for 3 mantras
所以呢只是在那儿停住三个曼陀罗
Yeah, so be with the mantra and be aware that you're with the mantra
所以呢和曼陀罗在一起并且呢意识到你是和曼陀罗在一起的
and be satisfied with that
然后呢在这样的状态下呢让自己感到很满足的状态
Yeah, and then the anxiety and the overwhelm will disappear, and you'll feel happy, and life will just sail along.
那这会儿呢，你的这个焦虑啊、不安呢就不会在了。然后呢，让自己处在一种满意的和快乐的状态，然后这会儿你就能够随着这种满意的状态前行了。
Okay.
So next question?
Yes, please.
Next question from Zhu Pabu, 顶拜 Guru, 请问怎么直接了当的知道自己处于纯粹的念诵的状态呢？念纯粹念诵状态的具体真相有哪些呢？请 Guru 再扼要的确定一下。Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that how can be more straightforwardly to know that I am in the pure...state of chanting, and also what are those symptoms of the pure chanting? Could you brief them a little bit more?
Yeah, pure chanting just means that you're chanting without any expectation or motivation.
那么纯粹的念诵也就意味着你没有任何的祈求，然后也没有任何的动机。
Right, you're chanting with love and attention.
也就是说呢，你的这个念诵呢是怀着爱以及怀着关注来念的。
You're grateful to Krishna and to the spiritual master.
你呢对 Krishna 很有感激之情，对于灵性导师也是充满了感激之情。
And you're just saying Hare Krishna, thank you.
所以呢，你只是说 Hare Krishna， 谢谢。
And you're not thinking about the past or the future。
那你也不会再去想着过去，也不会再琢磨着未来。
Yeah, you're aware of your life right now, and you're saying thank you, Krishna, Hare Krishna。
那么所以呢，当你能够意识到你此时现在的这种生活的这个生命的存在的时候呢，就会说 Hare Krishna， 谢谢您 ，Krishna。
Yeah, and try and do that for 3 mantras。
您就努力着。这么做就是在三个曼陀罗之内去这样做。
Yeah, so pure devotional service and pure chanting are the same thing, same definition.
那纯粹的奉爱服务以及纯粹的念诵呢，这两件事是一件事，他们的概念是一样的，定义是一样的。
Yeah, anyavi lasita sunyam gana karmani anavitam anukalena krishna silanam bhakti utanam. Rupa Goswami just.And defines pure devotion.
所以这是 Rupa Srila Rupa Goswami 给纯粹的奉爱服务所下的定义。
So pure devotion to Krishna means that you're serving or chanting Krishna without any personal expectation. You don't need or want anything.
嗯，那也就是说呢，在念诵 Krishna 的圣名，你在服务 Krishna 的时候呢，你是没有任何的个人的东西的，你此时你不想要任何的，你没有想要从中获得什么。
Anyabhi lasita sunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam, and you're not trying to merge with Krishna, you're not trying to speculate on what will please Krishna.
而且呢，你也不想让自己融入 Krishna， 或者也不想去心智推敲的从心智推敲的这种角度去取悦 Krishna。
And you're serving Krishna or you're chanting his name with a desire to please him。
而且呢，你是在念诵 Krishna 的名字，你这会儿的愿望呢，就是为了要去让他开心，所以你才会念他的名字。
So our spiritual master has asked us to chant 16 rounds.
那我们的灵性导师呢，让我们念诵十六圈。
And we said we would.
而且我们也说了我们会念十六圈。
And so when we do that, spiritual master is pleased.
所以呢，当我们这么做的时候呢，我们的灵性导师就会很开心。
And Krishna has an agreement with the spiritual master that if we chant 16 rounds, Krishna accepts our service. He's pleased by that.
而且呢Krishna 和我们的灵性导师有这么一个协议，就是如果我们要是the agreement that if we are chanting the 16 rounds, then he will be happy with that?
Yeah, he accepts that service. He accepts that service. He accepts our service on behalf of the spiritual master.
Okay, 那 okay, 这个Krishna 和灵性导师之间的这种协议呢，就是他会满意于我们的服务，那所以我们如果念诵十六圈的话呢，那他就会很开心。
Yeah. So when we're chanting, we shouldn't be expecting bliss. We shouldn't be expecting anything. We're just here, and we're repeating the name to please Krishna and our spiritual master.
所以说呢，当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们不要祈求有任何的极乐之情。那我们在念诵的时候呢，我们只是在重复着 Krishna 的名字，从而呢去取悦我们的灵性导师以及取悦 Krishna。
Yeah, and we're self-aware as we're chanting. We're aware that I'm chanting.
而且呢，我们是有这种自我觉知的。我们意识到，当我在念诵的时候，我是在念诵的。
Now, if you chant like that, you're going to gradually. If you're not looking for anything, you're going to feel satisfied.
因为呢，就是当你在这样的境界下去诵的时候，这会儿你不会再去寻找着去得到任何东西的时候，慢慢的你就会有这种满意之感了。
And then that will turn into love. That peace will turn into love.
那这样呢，是在一种平和的状态下，这平和最后就能转化成爱。
Yeah. And so just try and do that for 3 mantras at a time without judging yourself.
所以说呢，就试着在不去评判自己的状态下。在这样的境界中去念三个曼陀罗。
Yeah, for this life, this is my service to Guru and Krishna.
那所以呢，在这一生中，我们最好的就是我们就是以这样的方式最好的去服务 Guru 和 Krishna.
Yeah, to peacefully and happily chant 16 rounds without expecting anything more.
也就是说呢，在不祈求着任何的期待的状态下，很平和的去念诵我们的Krishna的圣名。
Yeah, just the opportunity to do this service is enough reward in itself.
那因为就是我们有机会来做这个服务，其实已经是一个足够的回报了。
If you chant with this attitude, you'll quickly become very satisfied and happy.
如果你要是在这样的状态下去念诵的话，那你很快就会变得很快乐，很心满意足了。
As soon as we're expecting something, from the spiritual master or from Krishna, now we're in the mind, we're not present, we're actually separated from our own self and feeling, and then we'll feel dissatisfied.
但是呢，如果你要是在念诵的时候有任何的祈求的话，那其实你就已经和you are separated from the holy name and the deed.
Well, we feel separate from our own self because our attention is in the mind,
okay.
So we
okay.
feel
okay.
we're in duality.
OK OK， 那其实当我们处在一种气球的状态下的时候呢，其实也就意味着我们是在心意里面，是处在一种二元性的状态下。那这会儿我们就是和自我是相分离的，那这会儿我们就不会感受到那种满意感。
Yeah, and so then we're personally motivated. We're thinking, where's the bliss?
那这会儿呢，我们就是处在一种自我的这种动机之下，可能就会在想，哎，那这个极乐到底在哪里？
Yeah, but the bliss is when you're not in the mind and you're self-aware in the present. That's the beginning of the bliss.
那这个极乐呢，它是从你没有是就是极乐是从你开始有自我的觉知的时候这个时刻开始的。
Yeah, so gradually, if you're just present for three mantras at a time, you begin to realize that Krishna, the light that He's giving us, the pure consciousness is already full, already complete.
所以如果我们最开始的时候能够在三个曼陀罗中专注于 Krishna 的这个圣名的话，其实在这个时刻我们就已感受到了 Krishna 他所赐予我们的这个生命。那这样的状态下，我们其实在那三个曼陀罗中是处于极乐的状态的。
Yeah, and from that understanding, your love and appreciation for Krishna will just multiply and increase.
那就在那样的理解之下呢，你对 Krishna 的专注，对 Krishna 的爱就可以变得翻倍了。
But if you have any if you have any expectation that this moment should be more than it is, then you're in the mind and you miss the truth of yourself and your relationship with Krishna.
但是呢，如果你要是更多的让自己沉醉在心意里面的时候呢，其实你就错过了你和自己。以及和 Krishna 之间的这种关系。
Because our life is actually already complete, but you won't experience it unless you're present.
但是呢，因为我们的生命它本来就是一种完整的状态，但是除非你是让自己处在临在的状态，否则你是没有办法体验到这一点的。
Yeah, Krishna has given us this life.
Krishna 他给了我们这个生命。
We're eternal.
我们是永恒的。
We've always been, we always will be.
所以呢，我们一直就存在，而且我们将来也一定会一直存在。
There's nothing more possible. It's already complete.
所以说呢，没，我们因为我们已经是完整的状态了，没有比这个完整的状态更多的可能。
Yeah, so pure devotion begins from there.
对的，纯粹的奉爱服务是从那儿开始的。
So that's where we begin, right now.
所以呢，这是我们，就是在当下的时刻是我们的开始。
Yeah, so try right now, absolutely right now for three mantras.
所以说呢，就试着要绝对的从现在这一刻开始去念诵那三个曼陀罗。
And then it will be smooth sailing.
然后呢，我们就能够非常的平静的航行了。
Okay.
Thank you. Maharaj, you know, my time, today I only can do for 9 o'clock. Then I just let you know, here has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more questions. So you can see, you want to do it quickly or you do it next week. I just let you know that.
Okay, I'm glad you let me know the time, and I only have till that. I only have that much time too.
Okay. Sorry.
So I'll just do my best to answer the questions, and if I don't finish them, we'll postpone them till next week.
Okay. Okay. 那现在这情况是这样的，因为后面还有几个问题，然后我们的时间呢，这节课要在9点的时候结束，所以呢，马尔说呢，他会尽量的来回答下面的这些问题。如果回答不完的话呢，那就下一周的时候继续回答哈。那么下面这个问题呢，是来自于 Rajendra 法布的。与 Krishna 的关系有五种，第一种呢是 Santaras 中性关系，那是什么样的状态呢？灵性世界的生物都是仆人，都在服务，怎么能有中性关系的存在呢？这种关系的生物念诵圣名就不是中性的关系了吧？ So the question from Rajendra Prabhu, he is asking that there are 5 relationships with Lord Krishna. The first one is Santaras, which is relationship with the Lord in neutral. In the spiritual world, all the living entities are the servants of the Lord. All of them are rendering service. So then how to exist in such centaurus situation? And in this type of a situation for the living entity, in this situation, if they are chanting the holy name, means that he's not in the centaurus, right? Because he's rendering the service.
Well, if we're in material consciousness, we're chanting the holy name, and we're not even in Santa Ros.
就是如果我们要是在物质的污染的状态下去念诵圣名的话，其实我们根本就没有处在 Santa Ros 的这个状态上。Yeah,
so every living being has a certain Ros with Krishna. It's already there. It's part of our nature, whether it's Santa, Dasya, Sakya, or the others.
那其实每一个生命体呢，它根据自己的本性，其实已经和主 Krishna 有着一个天然所存在的关系了。无论这个关系它是 Santa Ras 关系，还是 Dasya 仆人的关系，还是 What did you mention just now?
All the different whatever our normal Ras is, the living entity thinks that's the best.
就是无论就是和 Krishna 的那五种关系的哪种关系，我们所处在的那种关系都是最好的关系。
So even the living entities that are in Santa Ras and Goloka Vrindavan, they're all enjoying the pastimes of Radha and Krishna or Mother Jasoda and Baby Krishna. They're all witnessing, and they're part of the drama of Krishna Lila.
那即便是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的那些处于 Santa Ras 的这些生物体。 那他们其实也是非常的乐在其中的。他们在观察着 Radha 和 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，以及亚瑟的妈妈和婴儿 Krishna 这些逍遥时光，就是他们是完全的在享受着所有的这些 lila 的。And
not only that each each jiva that's in the spiritual world, whatever their rasa is, all the other rasas depend on all the other rasas. Everything is, everyone plays a part.
而且呢，在灵性世界的所有的这些rasa，无论它是处在哪一种rasa，它和其他的rasa都是相辅相成的。所有的这些rasa，所有的这些处在rasa的生物体，它们都是就是相辅相成的去完成这些 rasa 的。
So, but the foundation of all the rasas is Santa Ras.
但是呢，所有的这些 rasa 的基础是 Santa Ras.
Yeah, no one ever forgets that they're an eternal part of Krishna and are fully joyful.
No one gets the eternal part.
Now, everyone in the spiritual world has this foundation. Santa Ras, which is
okay.
Everyone realize they're an eternal part of Krishna. And they're
okay.
fully joyful in that realization.
Okay, 就是所有的这些 rasa, 它的这个基础都是在 Santa Ras, 这种中性关系的基础之上。那所有的人呢，他们都能够意识到 Krishna 的永恒的, 就是永恒的这一部分，而且呢，他们
Yeah. And all the servants think being a servant is the best. All the friends think, wow, being a friend is the best. All the lovers think, oh, being a lover is the best.
所有的处于仆人的状态的这些奉献者呢，他们就会觉得，哎呀，我处仆人这个状态是最棒的。所有处于 Krishna 的朋友的奉献者呢，他们觉得我处于这个朋友的状态是最棒的。处于 Krishna 的爱人的这个状态下的奉献者呢，他们觉得他们
So, when our consciousness is purified, our spiritual body will manifest by the power of the Swarup Shakti, and we'll think that Rasa is the best.
所以呢，当我们完全的得到净化之后呢，那我们的这灵性的这个躯体就会被 Swarup Shakti 的力量所展现，然后到 那我们就会觉得那是我们所处在的最棒的状态。
But everyone is a participant in Radha and Krishna Leela.
但是呢，所有的人他都会参与到 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥之中。
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the next question is from Koda Nitari Mataji. 亲爱的 Guru Maharaj, 您今天又强调了恒常念诵 Krishna 证明的必要性。我回到了故乡工作，发现有的时候很虚伪的问我身边的奉献者，今天你的授权完了没有？你能不能再讲讲这个虚伪的品质呢？我们被迫卷入到业报的诡计中，从事物质的活动，对圣名的念诵没有品味，很痛苦。Dear Guru Maharaj, today you stress for the necessity for constantly chantingLord Krishna's holy name. Right now I'm back to my hometown, and sometimes I'm very hypocritically to check the devotees around me. Today, have you finished your 16 rounds? Is that okay for you to say a little bit more about this hypocritical quality? Right now, we have been involved in thecarmic track to perform all kinds of material activities. So we don't have any taste for the holy name chanting. So that's quite miserable.
Yeah, that's the nature of the false ego, is to judge ourself and judge others based.
假如我的本性就是说呢，会评判自己，也会评判别人。
Based on, you know, expectations we have for ourselves and for others.
那这个呢，其实是基于我们对自己的期待以及对别人的期待而产生的。
Yeah, so, you know, we should avoid the tendency to ask anyone if they've changed their rounds, unless you're.Spiritual master, then it might be your responsibility.
那其实呢，除非你是灵性导师，你有这个责任，否则的话呢，我们要避免我们要去向任何一位奉献者去查问你今天有没有念完十六圈啊这样的倾向。
Yeah, and the way we can avoid falling into the trap of the false ego is to always consider ourselves the servant of 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 the servant.
那么唯一让我们摆脱业报的这个诡计的束缚的唯一的方法，就是时刻都记住我们是仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
And so our only responsibility is for ourselves and not for others.
所以说我们唯一要负责任的是我们自己，而不对任何其他的人负责。
And as far as chanting constantly, you can, I just give the same answer that I gave to Rajendra Prabhu.
那关于恒常念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的这个回答呢，就跟刚才回答 Rajendra Prabhu 的这个答案是一样的。
Yeah, just stay present and thank Krishna.
只是让自己处在临在的状态，并且感恩 Krishna.
And do your best.
尽力而为。
Okay.
Yeah, the next one from Rajendra Prabhu. Maharaj Bharat 养了鹿儿的结局是否告诉我们，奉献者最好不要养宠物？ Bharat 处在 Baba 的阶段，都因为鹿儿还得出生，我们还处在初级阶段，再养宠物，依赖宠物，可怎么办呢？如果一生服务 Krishna， 临终时记不得 Krishna，Krishna 还记得我。我记得我的宠物，结果如何？谢谢您 ，Maharaj Bharat. Has the deer and the ant. Maharaj Bharat have the deer. Isn't that trying to tell us that as a devotee, we better not to have any pet? Because Maharaj Bharat, he is in the stage of Baba.But because of he is taking care of the deer, then he has to meet his next birth again. But we are still in the early stage, in the beginning stage. If I'm having a pet, I'm very attached to this pet, then what do I do? And if I spend my whole lifetime to be very dedicated to do the service to Lord Krishna, however, in the last moment, I am not able to remember him, but the Krishna still remember me. At that state, all my meditated is my path. So then what is the result will be? Thank you.
Yeah, well, similar to the answer I already gave, you know, to Donna Kaylee.
那这个呢，是对于刚才我给丹娜凯莉回答哈的那个问题的答案很相似。
Yeah, so, you know, we may have pets.
我们也许可能有宠物。
We may have babies or children.
那我们也许可能有宝宝，然后有孩子。
Or we may have disciples.
那我们也许有门徒。
You know, we cannot give up our duties and our dealings in the material world.
对, 因为我们不可能去放弃我们在物质世界的这些责任和职责。
In that case, we better just go live in a cave.
因为如果是那样的话, 那我们最好还是让自己活在山洞里了。
Yeah, so we have to learn the art of remaining in the transcendental position and at the same time doing our duties without being attached.
所以呢，我们就应该让自己处在一个超然的境界，但与此同时呢，要在不依附的情况下去履行我们的职责。Yeah,
and of course we should avoid, you know, having extra duties or entanglements that we don't need.
那当然了，我们要让自己避免处在更多的职责之中，以及呢，不要让自己束缚于其中。Yeah,
so. You know, there's no problem having pets or children or disciples if you're cautious and careful.
那如果你要是有知觉、有意识、很小心的话呢，养宠物也好，有孩子也罢，或者是有门徒也好，都是没有问题的。
At the same time, you want to keep we want to keep our life simple and free of unnecessary, you know, botherations.
Unnecessary.
Botherations, or you know, we don't want, yeah, we don't want to complicate our life with useless things, you know, having to do this and that.
Yeah, yeah. 但与此同时呢，我们应该让自己生活处在一种很简单的状态，而不要让一些其他的不必要的、复杂的一些东西来把我们给束缚起来。
Okay, we've run out of time.
No, actually, no, Marge. Actually, there is only one more last question here. And
what's that?
The last question is that 顶拜古鲁的莲花族，请问如果没有每天十六圈的话，在一天的生活中都想着 Krishna 的话，不念十六圈可以吗？比如做事情多的时候想着这些工作，都像 Krishna. Please accept my humble basis. If I didn't chant 16 rounds every day, however, during the whole day I'm just meditating on the Lord. Is that okay? I'm not chanting 16 rounds. For example, whatever I do, whatever the work I'm doing, I just thinking I dedicated that to Lord Krishna.
Yeah, that's fine.
这也行.
Except unless you've taken initiation and you promised the spiritual master and Krishna that you would chant 16 rounds a day.
这是来自于阳光灿烂的问题哈。那除非呢，就是你已经接受了启迪，并且呢，在启迪的时候呢，你是向你的guru 或者承诺,
if you promise the spiritual master and Krishna that you will chant 16 rounds, but now you're neglecting that order, then you're making the third offense in chanting, which is to neglect the orders of the spiritual master.
但是如果你要是你对 Krishna 和对灵性导师做出了这样一个承诺，就是每天要念16圈，但是呢，你又忽略了这一点，不去念的话，那其实也就是做出对冒犯圣明十诫中的第三戒。 就是忽略了不理会灵性导师所给予的训谕。So
chanting and remembering Krishna in the way you want to is very nice.
但是呢，chanting
and remembering Krishna in the way you want to is very nice.
那就是念诵，就是比如像您现在所说的这种。 念诵以及记忆 Krishna, 那这是很好的。
However, if you want to come closer to Krishna, then you can surrender to Krishna through the spiritual master And you can chant Krishna's name in the way that he wants.
但是呢，如果你要是想对于Krishna 更接近的话，那你要通过灵性导师来接近 Krishna。那这会儿呢，你就希望能够是按照灵性导师所希望的那种方式来念诵圣名。
Yeah, and then you can experience the difference.
那这你就能够体验到这两者之间的不同了。
Yeah, especially over time.
嗯，然后特别是随着时间。
Yeah, so initiation, surrendering to the spiritual master and surrendering to Krishna just brings us closer to Krishna and helps us stay fixed on the path of devotion and overcome the influence of Maya.
所以说呢，就是启迪，然后呢，去遵循 Krishna 和灵性导师的这个训谕。那么其实这个呢，都会是让我们更加的接近 Krishna， 并且呢，让我们更好的走在奉爱之徒这条路上，然后呢，让我们能够更好的征服 Maya 对我们的这个束缚。
Okay, we're going to finish.
Yeah, you answered all of the questions.
Well, thank you, Donna Kaylee. Thank you for filling in today. It was so nice to work with you again.
Yeah, it's really my great honor. I cherish this very precious opportunity. Thank you so much. And thanks for the devotees to give me this opportunity to allow me to do this. Thank you very much.
And we thank Radha Priya for hosting
this class.
And I thank all the listeners and thank you for all your questions.
感谢所有的聆听者以及感恩大家的问题。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and to Srimad Bhagavatam.
一切的荣耀都归于圣莲波迦瓦坛，一切的荣耀都归于Srila Prabhupada。
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Ki Jai.
Hare Bhagavan. Thank you. 外昆的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩萨迦迪瓦跑步为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心解答。非常谢谢 Radha Priya Mataji 给我们安排的这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周六。Hare Krishna。